The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. When we talk about and think about first responders, we think of policemen, firemen, also those who work as paramedics, but also nurses and doctors who are first responders, not only when you go into an emergency department of a hospital, but also in areas of crisis, areas of disaster around the world. And Nurses with Global Impact is a group that not only empowers through education, but is getting ready to celebrate International Nurses Day at the United Nations. Deb O'Hara-Ruskowski is joining us. She's a pro-life advocate. She's been a nurse for over 30 years, has a master's in business and a master's in theology. She is the founder of Nurses with Global Impact Incorporated and joins us this morning to talk about International Nurses Day at the United Nations coming up on May 12th, and also the mission and philosophy of Nurses with Global Impact. Deb, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, John?
I'm doing well. One of the questions that I'm sure you have heard when you go into an area that has just been affected by a disaster, you know, why do you go to Haiti? Why do you go to the Dominican Republic? Why are you right there on the front lines?
You know, that is one of the main questions that I often get. You know, how did you get involved? How did you find this? Well, you know, I think the quick answer is why I do it is because of my faith. To help the least of these. And I've had that philosophy since I was a little girl and probably the reason I went into nursing in the first place. But one of these things that I want to do is help others be able to find this vocation, if you will, and the full fulfillment of it. So what I've tried to do with Nurses with Global Impact is to answer those questions that you asked me. How did I get involved? How do I find mission trips? How do I support the ones that the money truly gets to these organizations? And that's why I started Nurses with Global Impact, to highlight the field of nursing, you know, with this creative, compassionate care delivered around the world, but also to give them answers to where they might have the opportunity to get involved.
And now on May 12th, which happens to be Florence Nightingale's birthday, you're hopeful will become an annual event at the United Nations, no less, the International Nurses Day at the United Nations. What will happen that day?
We're very excited because it is the first one and having such a great venue at the United Nations. What we are going to do, we're planning on giving honorees, 13 of them, awards, and featuring their work in the field, their expertise, their creativity, but not just people from all over. There are some local people too, right? A couple of nurses from New Jersey, a couple of nurses from Boston, one that is involved in Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, but also people from India and Australia, and one from the Philippines, and then two from Appalachia, the Health Wagon program. These are different forms of nursing, possibly non-traditional, that people just hear about, but so important and so inspiring. So the first thing we're going to do are honor these really incredible nurses doing incredible things. Then the next two things on the agenda are really fascinating presentations. Most of the time, nurses are serving and helping doctors. Well, these doctors have come in to say, we want to support you nurses this day. And so they're coming in to show a presentation on some of the work where nurses are needed and can get involved. One in particular is called, with Dr. Anani Sadual from New Jersey, Global Health Director with Barnabas. He's going to feature some of the cervical cancer screening mobile programs he has in the Philippines and Peru and the DR. And then the next one is with RADA, Dr. Dan Malura. He's going to show a very exciting futuristic presentation on a medical airship. We've heard about Project Hope and their ship, actual on the ocean, hospitals on the ocean. This one looks like a Goodyear blimp donated by Lockheed Martin, a $40 million hybrid machine in the air that can either be a hospital in the air or deliver badly needed mobile clinics around the world. So these are just two examples that will be offered to these nurses, along with many organizations and companies there, 150 people in total, where they can share with them something that may match their own personal desires of getting involved. So they don't have to quit their jobs. If they want to say, oh, I can volunteer for a week, or this phase of my life, I have young children, I can't do it that much, but I can support them in time or talent or financially. Any way that they want to see themselves get involved is the way that we are going to offer them that day.
What we're hopeful becomes an annual celebration happens on Florence Nightingale's birthday for the annual celebration of International Nurses Day. This will be at the United Nations in New York City coming up on May 12th. And you can learn so much more about what Deb has done with Nurses with Global Impact online at nurseswithglobalimpact.org. That's nurseswithglobalimpact.org. I'll put the link up on our Morning Air Facebook page. Deb O'Hara-Ruskowski, thank you. We'll be praying for you and praying also to St. Agatha, the patron saint of all nurses. Thanks for being on Morning Air.
Thank you so very much.
Again, the website is nurseswithglobalimpact.org. I'll have that link up in just a couple of moments on our Morning Air Facebook page. Time 29 after. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.